A couple of things before Bill Askey joins us. One, Chilton Auto Body, and I got to hear that little spot there on the break. And I just want to say, I hope Chilton Auto Body is still with us when games start in our pregame on the 25th, or in Bill's postgame on that weekend as well. But Chilton Auto Body, I had the pleasure of, and I say pleasure because it's never fun having to deal with auto body work, but had the pleasure of working with them last September or so. And I can't tell you what a good experience it was. It was absolutely the best. Chilton Auto Body, when I do that commercial, I mean it, that they really, really come through for you. The other ones, and I keep forgetting to mention them, Becky's Chinese Food up in Oakland and Rockridge. Big baseball fans, A's and Giants. And, of course, we've probably got a couple exhibition games coming up next week. Boy, time is moving quickly here, very quickly, on this whole baseball front. Exhibition games, then we've got next weekend, and perhaps we have a season starting on July 23rd. So Becky's Chinese Food, always fun for me to go in there at the end of the weekend, and they're always waiting for me on those Sunday nights. So thank you so much for being good baseball supporters. All right, let us bring in our good friend, sinker, slider, bone chip, Bill Laskey, as Woe likes to call him. And, Bill, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Marty. Thanks, thank you again. Great introduction. I guess Ron's going to have that stick to me now. You. So I'm going to have to come up with something with you, Marty. I got him for the professor. I don't know. We might have to think of something else with you, a principal or something to that nature.
I'm just here for the ride to listen to you guys. But the Giants did have, just as an update before we start the show, and hopefully Woe is on the way home and from the ballpark, and he's going to join us in this first hour here tonight, so we'll wait to hear from him. But Kerry Crowley tweeted out, Bill, and I don't know if you've seen it, Pablo Sandoval home run today, Pence home run today, Crawford, hearing good things about Crawford. Bill, you and I talked about Crawford a lot going the other way and opening the ballpark, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Chad Tromp, who I don't know much about, the catcher, RBI triple. Joe McCarthy, who was a great, great high school player in Scranton, Pennsylvania, walk-off single in a 4-to-3 win. Kerry says Logan Webb's slider looks great. Andrew Triggs, and I actually have an interview with Andrew Triggs that we never played from spring training. I should get that out. Could definitely make the team. Tricky crossfire arm slots. Wandy Peralta. Bill, I've seen this guy pitch in spring. Throws hard, the lefty from Cincinnati. Attacked right-handed hitter as well. Rico Garcia, who came over from the Angels, had the only 1-2-3 inning. And Tyler Rogers, Bill. This is a guy, you've seen guys like this, Quisenberry, Tecolvi, in your career. Tyler Rogers gave up a few hits but continues to be difficult to pick up for hitters. So that's basically it. Joey Bart was thrown out. He was on second base in the extra inning and a ground ball to Flores, and they threw Bart out at third. That was an interesting play. So those are the highlights from the inter-squad game. Any thoughts?
A lot. Great scouting report by Kerry, but we knew that. I'm glad to see Pence, you know, he had a little ankle injury or something of that magnitude. He tweaked something, wasn't running the last couple of days. I'm glad to see Pablo and him both are in there and hitting the ball well. And I'm right there with you on the bandwagon with Crawford. I hope the hell he has a great year. And I think a lot of that has to go with going the opposite way. He can go inside and take that ball to left field as well as pull it. But Craw, I mean, I'd love to see a solid 275 or more out of him this year. When you start looking at a lot of the new guys, a lot of new names are floating there. We'll see more of those as this week comes about. And just, you know, the pitching. I've heard nothing negative about Webb. I hear Webb's just dialed in, throwing the ball well. Like you said, a great slider. The fifth spot is pretty much open right now if they take Smiley as three, and then you got Samardzija and Cueto.
Gausman, too.
And Gausman, that was the fourth one. So I'm anxious to see how these things transpire. But one of the things that, Marty, that transpired this week is the schedule coming out. We haven't had a chance to talk about that. And again, the first four games in L.A., and and you and I will be doing that first weekend series, pre- and post-game. What did you first see about that schedule that made it difficult in one eye and said, well, you know, they got a little lightness?
Well, it's a good question. Thursday night, 7:08 against the Dodgers. Friday, 6:40. Saturday, 1:10. So we're early on Saturday, according to this. So we'll be early 9 a.m. probably if once Jeremiah gets a schedule together. And then Sunday, 7:08 p.m., so it must be an ESPN game. So that means we're probably 3 to 6 for me on the pregame, something like that. I haven't seen the breakdown yet, how Jeremiah is going to break it down, whether we do talk back and all that kind of stuff. But to answer your question, the biggest thing for me are the road trips. And Monday, August 3rd, they go to Colorado for 4, back to the Dodgers for 3, then to Houston for 3, then an open date before coming home at home against Oakland, then down to the Angels. So you look at August 3rd through August 18th, you've got 3 home games, and you've got a lot of traveling of this bubble. And to me, that's going to be the biggest challenge. So to answer you, I'd say August 3rd, if we get that far, through August 18th will be a very interesting stretch for the Giants.
I saw the same thing. And of course, you're going to Colorado to play 4. Saw a lot of 4-game series in there. And, you know, when you look at the Giants' weekend games, I think they only have 4-day games in the whole season when they come home for weekends. And it's very limited on how many day games they've had this year in those 2 months. But, you know, then the second month when you're looking in September, they ease up a little bit in the middle of September. But I'm right with you. This month of August, the first 3 weeks are August. You got playoff baseball, it seems like, every series. And then you got Arizona coming in toward the end of the month. And, of course, we're all looking forward to seeing Madison Bumgarner on the hill against the Giants.
Boy, that's going to be interesting. This is an interesting week of baseball. And I say it to you this way, and I'm anxious to get your thoughts about it. Look, you've been through spring training from the beginning of your career to the end of your career. This is such a weird spring training. And, you know, the comments out of spring training, everybody's hitting home runs. Everyone's fastball looks great. Everyone is going to be a Cy Young Award winner. But whoa, what's it like for a pitcher? I mean, you know, when the bell rings, I always say that light switch flips.
Yep.
And what we see now is encouraging because guys look like they've been in shape for a couple of months. They didn't just go home and watch Turner Classic movies like I did. You know, they've actually done something. So what's it like for a pitcher, you think, in this spring training 2.0? Because everybody looks like they're throwing the ball pretty well.
It sure sounds like that, and I know you and I haven't been out there, but all the reports are saying the pitchers are throwing strikes, they're getting the ball down, they're using, you know, all the quality pitches. Like you say, everyone's a Cy Young, and when they go on that mound, you're not hearing too many guys get beat up. But at the same time, I'm glad to see that if they went back to their home and threw on the side or just kept a routine with throwing is the key, because you just can't stop throwing. I mean, listening to some of the guys on the hitting side, some of them said, I could only hit off a tee. I couldn't find batting cage open. So now it's just kind of coming back to nature. But I worry about exactly what you said. If they're not 100%, you know, in a couple weeks, and that light switch goes on and they try to push themselves a little bit too hard or run a little bit too quick and not stretch and be flexible, I worry about injuries. And just listening to a couple of them this week with Pence was one that I worried about. Just a couple minor ones, Brandon Belt also with a heel. Those things can fire up. If they don't take control of it, might have bad swelling or bruising. But those things are important when you only have 60-game series. You can't have many injuries that lag.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's the point. In 60 games. And the other thing you ask me, what I see when I look at the schedule, I say, hey, where are the other 4 months? You know,
yeah.
I'm looking at
That's
two
true.
Months. And the 2 months, anything can happen. I mean, truthfully, isn't this strange? You go into this thing, it's, you know, I say August 1st, so it's July 23rd, but, you know, and obviously it's 8 days, you get to August 1st or so. And then you've got 2 months of let's run to the finish. And it really, really is nothing like I've ever seen before in baseball. And it's almost like the playoff. You know how when the playoff starts and you're in it and you feel, well, gee, we just go series by series, inning by inning. Maybe this is part of what we're going to see for this couple of months if we make it.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch how other teams come at it, too. You know, everybody's going to have a different game plan. Everybody's going to have a different roster. And to see what's going to be implemented in different ways. Are they going to bring youth in? Are they going to bring some speed in? I mean, there's a couple guys that we haven't seen yet. Billy Hamilton isn't even around
yet.
That's
right.
I don't know where he is, and I haven't really heard anything about him. That was the guy I was really happy in spring training, how he was playing. The speed of him is just a weapon, and especially now when you're looking at that 10th inning with a runner on second base, he's the perfect person. I'm looking right down the bench and grabbing him if you go to 10th inning because he could literally walk in on a base hit. So I'm a little worried about where he is, what's going on with him, and a couple other things with some of the players. We, you know, Buster Posey, of course, opting out, and now there's a big hole at the catcher position. Are they going to platoon righty-lefty? Are they going to go out and look for somebody else? I'm sure those are all things Scott Harris and Farhan are talking about and contemplating.
You know, it's funny. Baseball gives you that little bit of normalcy, doesn't it? I mean, you turn on CNN or the, you know, whatever news outlet you look at, and you see the death toll and the number of people with coronavirus and the issues about masks and washing your hands and everything else that you have to do to contain this thing. And then all of a sudden they'll flip to sports and you'll see Crawford hit the ball to left field or, you know, Pence hit a home run or Sandoval hit a home run. And there aren't many normal things in life we have been able to do since March. And baseball is one of them. And I think as hard as baseball is trying to make this happen, maybe for financial reasons and get to the playoffs so they can get the TV money and all that, there really is a value to the way of life if they can pull this thing off.
I agree with you. I mean, we talked about that in all the weekends when Ron, you and I were doing every Saturday. We were talking about where is it? How are we living a life without baseball? Because we're all three of us are baseball lovers. We're lifers, gamers. We're all in that same category. And you take it away from us, and you take something we love away. And we you know, the months of May and June, they just kept dragging and dragging, not knowing where we're going. And now we're back into it. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm fired up for it. I love the game of baseball as you do, and most of the fans that are out there are Giant fans. But it is true, Marty. It's a normal thing that we miss, and it's been taken away from us. And now let's hope it doesn't get taken away from us again. They're doing the testing tremendously better now in a week since that 4th of July nightmare. And you saw the percentages of, I think it was 0.07% of positive rates. And they did, you know, I don't know how many thousands of people they tested. So they are. I think all the teams are doing a very good job in keeping everybody safe.
I agree. Once they take the bubble on the road, that to me is going to be the biggest test, because then you're asking ball players just to be at the ballpark and a hotel, ballpark and a hotel, ballpark and a hotel. And these are young people, and it just you can't help being outside and being around people. So you really have to be careful. To me, that's going to be the big test. And I think they're going to get to opening day. I really do. I think it's going to happen. You mentioned Billy Hamilton. Kerry Crowley's coming up a little bit later in the show, and Henry Shulman. We'll ask him about Billy Hamilton. Well, you know, the other part is they have this sort of the 10-day DL, or whatever you want to call it. And if you're involved in tracing, or if you've been exposed to someone with the virus, or you've tested positive, you get put into this category on the DL. But nobody ever tells you why someone's there, unless the player reveals it himself. I think that's, I shouldn't say silly. I understand the right of privacy in medical situations. But this is one that's a public situation. And I think other players should know. I think everyone should know what's going on if someone's on the DL.
And it's not really, I mean, it's not really public. I think it's just baseball. I mean, these guys, either they got tested positive, they're in a quarantine fixture, at least you know what's going on, and I think we all should know it. It should be from the team. I don't think that's something that they need to hide, and it's really, you know, a conversational piece, but at the same time, it's the true nature of the beast. It's what's happening, and testing is going on. You had mentioned about Chapman being tested positive today. I mean, that's a big name for the Yankees, and that was relayed. So why can't they just open it up and explain what's going on before you and I have to go, well, where is the guy? I haven't seen him playing. How come he's not playing? You know, and it would take the pressure off the media as well as the public too, and the fans knowing, hey, why isn't he playing today? How come he's not in the lineup? You know,
I don't
know if they're going to ever change that, Marty, for the privacy aspect, but I'm right there with you. I think that that's a good thing to have noticed.
Yeah, but I think it's good for the sport. The other thing is Joey Bart got thrown out going from second to third on a ground ball hit to the right side. Wilmer Flores took the shot at third, and Bart's a catcher, and they had a good play to get him. But it made me think that someone suggested this the other day. I don't know, maybe I was listening to Greg Popper or someone on the air. And let's say you're in the ninth inning. It's two out. It's a tie game. It's the bottom of the ninth. And you want to put in Billy Hamilton to pinch hit right there, because if he makes the last out, then he automatically becomes the runner.
Right.
Maybe don't waste him if you don't have to until you need him. But that's another one of those little strategy things. But how do you like Flores going across the diamond to get Bart? I thought that was – I haven't seen it, but it's a gutsy move.
Gutsy move and a good try to do it, you know, a good time to do it. And you're absolutely right. If there's two outs, it's the last guy up gets to run at second base. And I'm right with you. I don't know if I'd want to pinch hit him. I think I would just pinch run him in that scenario.
But
I tell you what, those are things that – you know, when you're playing these games, inter-squad games, exhibition games, I think that's what you need to try out, some of these different rules. And especially with the DH, you give some guys an opportunity to hit. I want to see Ruff play a little bit more than what he's been doing, hearing a lot of good things about him. He had a real good spring, too, and we know the power he brings to the plate. So I'd like to see if he's going to take that DH role, too. So there's a lot of things I'm looking forward to in these exhibition games. And I don't know if they're going to be televised or not. I'm hoping they are. I'm hoping they show something to the Giant fans.
Well, that's a good question. I haven't heard yet. If anybody knows, maybe they could tweet it in or text Bill or me or call Raf at 808-KMBR and let us know if the Monday-Tuesday games are going to be televised. I hope so. I assume they're going to be on the radio. I think Ken Korak mentioned that he would be doing those games, even the one in San Francisco he would do from Oakland. And I would hope John and Dave are doing it. So, yeah, that's something. If anyone knows the answer to that, give Raf a call, 808-KMBR, and ask him about that. Bill Lasky with us, and we're getting ready for what hopefully will be in 2 weeks from today, or sort of a normal, you know, weekend for Bill and I, and try to get this done. Now, you've done a lot of work with Lenardi's over the years, and I meant to mention them a couple of weeks ago, and I know you how much they support you and in the work you do, and I just want to say from my point of view, they're terrific. I've been over to Lenardi's in Pleasant Hill a couple of times, and Bill, I want to tell you, everything you say about them on the air is true, and they've done a very good job, and I wanted to mention that to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Marty, and I know Tony Vecchia loves to hear stuff like that. He works his tail off, and his staff has really come to a board with making everything safe, and Lenardi's is just a first-class organization, and they really made the people feel comfortable walking in there and staying safe, and people on the floor and the butchers with gloves on and mask on, and just a fine group of customers that come through there too, and the, of course the people in Lenardi's, it's like a family business. They know your name, they talk to you, but I'm right there with you, Marty. They really stepped up for their customers and you know, the people that work for them, they work their tails off. They work a lot of hours and they're good first class people. And I appreciate you bringing up Lenardi's because they have supported Vita and I for many years, and now they're right back with me on the post game show, and I can't be happier.
Yeah, I mentioned, I forgot to mention a couple of weeks ago, and I was so impressed because when I went in the back to the butcher department and I was going to get a chicken, they even have masks on the chickens. So I was quite impressed with that. That's a joke. It's
until
okay.
You put him in the pot, is that right, Mark?
Right. No, but I was very glad to mention that for you. All right, Ron Wotus is on his way home from the workout today. The professor. And I think he's getting ready to join us, so we'll get a few minutes with him just to catch up with him. I know he's putting in some long, long hours, which he'll tell us about. But Bill is here. We've got a great show for you tonight, so sit back on the Saturday night and relax. As I said, it's Ruby's birthday Wednesday. My granddaughter, Ruby, happy birthday. I hope you're listening. And we'll take a break, come back, I think, with the professor and Bill Lasky right after this.